Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
Yes. Excuse me. Yes, it's 19044.
19044. Thank you.
You're welcome.
First and last name?
My first name is Susan. S-U-S-A-N. And my last name is Scuddy. I can spell that for you if you want.
No, that's fine. And can I have your shipping address, ma'am, for security purposes?
Sure. It's 85 Hunt Drive, Horsham, PA.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I see an order that was in on December 1st for $7.45 for the foot massager. How can I assist you?
I'm sorry, I'm not sure what you just said. Could you repeat that?
I see here an order was in on December 1st for $7.45 for a foot massager.
Oh, yes. I've been getting charged on my credit card a charge of $49.97, and I'm not really sure why. I didn't order anything else.
Because when the order is done on December 1st, you're in trial basis for that item. If you don't call in your trial, you get billed the membership every month for that item until it gets paid in full for $49.97. It is only three charges of $49.97 that was billed to your account for December, January, and February. If you'd like to continue with the membership, we can apply a 35% discount.
Oh, I wasn't aware that I was purchasing a membership. I thought I was just getting the foot massager.
I stated to you in the terms and policies, but I see that I can even apply a 75%, a 50% discount if you like to continue with the account. I'm sorry.
I don't recall. Like I said, I don't recall.
It's stated to you in the terms and policies because you have to agree that you're 18 years and older, have read the full terms and policies. If you don't agree to that information, the order will not get sent out to you for the first time.
Wait, I don't understand. I'm sorry. I don't. Did I check a box that said I was going to be a member? Because I'm not buying anything.
Yes.
I didn't buy anything else. All right, how do I get out of this? I don't want to be a member.
Okay, I could get your account canceled. Are you ready to write your confirmation cancellation number down?
Yes, hang on 1 second. All right, I have a pen. Now I need something to... Hang on 1 second.
Okay,
go ahead.
All right, C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
258915737.
Okay, I'll read that back to you. C as in Charlie, 258915737.
Correct.
And now what do I do with this?
That is just your reference number that your account is canceled.
Oh, okay, great. So, all right, now should I call my credit card and company and ask to have the charges taken off my card?
Going through your bank, ma'am, your bank will have to file a dispute. You filing the dispute with your bank will get in contact with corporate. Corporate on their side have to turn over your IP address, tracking number that lead back to the address name on the account. If your bank sees that the terms and agreements are stated to you, where you place the order, automatically the charges are valid. What I could do as a customer courtesy, I can apply a 50% refund of the most recent charge because it was provided to you where you placed the order.
Oh, sure. That would be great. Yes, please.
The 50% refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is canceled. Is there something else I can assist you with?
Oh, no. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.
Okay, you too. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye, ma'am.